The question was asked, if someone's on a bus and they see a situation where one person is embarrassing someone else, yelling at someone, saying things that are embarrassing to someone, what should one do? So I don't think there's one answer to this situation, but I think there are a few things we should bear in mind. The first point is that everyone sitting here is an Olech Hadash, which means that there are nuances and there are words which we don't exactly understand. Even I, who's living in this country, I was born here. I still make mistakes, grave mistakes. I'll tell you one mistake. For years, I was using a term which I thought meant churban, destruction, and really meant defecation. Okay? For years, I didn't realize I was using a term that was... considered a foul mouth thing in this country. I didn't know. You know, I saw people looking at me like a little shocked that I was, and I couldn't figure out for years. I didn't know what I was saying wrong. A nuance of one syllable can make a huge difference. And that's why my first recommendation would be to stay out, because who said you got the nuances of the conversation? So my first recommendation, just because this isn't our mother tongue, and I'm telling you it's something I experience still today, and I was born talking Hebrew, you know, I was here. My mother tongue is Hebrew, and even so, I didn't grow up here, and I'm still learning. Point number one is, first of all, here in Israel, it's not your mother tongue. I wouldn't get involved. Second point, Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Mishlei, he says, "Im tichtosh et avil b'machtesh," if you try to take the fool and you try to purify him, you try to put him and knock out some of the chaff, like you were cleaning a kernel of wheat, harbot arifot ba'eli, as much as you try to clean him off. A fool is foolish and you're not going to remove his foolishness from him. And very often you try to talk to someone who's a fool, you try to talk to people like this, and if the person doesn't have the decency not to embarrass someone, and they can talk this way, then sometimes by you trying to answer them, you're just going to augment the situation. There's, like Shlomo Amel says in Mishlei, "Al tan ksil ki valto." Don't try answering a fool in accordance with his foolishness, because you end up just equating yourself to him. You're not going to convince him of anything. And I've seen that many times where people try and they only make the situation worse. So I think that the general approach has to be that I don't think there's a way to rectify the situation at first glance. You have to be very smart and understand what's going on correctly and accurately. And even then, you have to know how they're going to view you. Meaning, sometimes you don't understand how they're going to view you. And when you're going to try to fix something, you might make it all the worse. And then they'll start yelling at you too. And then maybe you made it worse, Chil Hashem. The Talmud says you don't say good morning to someone who's not going to answer you good morning. Talmud says... that God holds it against the person if you tell him good morning and he didn't answer you good morning. So what do I care? Well, then don't tell him good morning. If you know you're going to say good morning and he's not going to answer you good morning, that's like making him a thief, the Talmud says. He's a thief. If you told him good morning and he didn't answer you good morning, he's a thief. So some of the commentaries say, okay, and what do I care? Well, what do I care? Maybe I shouldn't tell him good morning either. If I know he's not going to answer me, so why should I make him into a thief? So... I don't know. I think that it's two different things. So I think in these situations, it's rare that you're going to have the right answer. And it's far more common. There's a better chance than a 50-50 chance. But even if it were 50-50, I don't think you'd have a right to say anything. And chances are it's more on the side that it'll just make the situation worse. So I think a person should just try to distance himself from it. Sometimes a person can just say shh, and that has an impact. Sometimes, okay, and if not, then I think that's it. There are rare instances where where you're going to have the right answer. I was once, I boarded an elevator, one of these big buildings, and there were two people, the elevator was packed, and there were two people standing there. One said to the other, purposely, the second he saw me go on with my yarmulke, so he says to the other one, and you know you can hear in a person's tone of voice the way he says it, that he wants the whole elevator to hear, and you too, you know, so he says, did you hear this religious Jew got caught for stealing money? It's all over the papers. Yesterday I read all about it. You know, this was back when Derry was in the news. This way it goes back then. This was in America, but this guy wanted to embarrass me, like I'm getting on the elevator. So we're on the third floor. We're going down to the first floor. I think he was Jewish. I didn't say that. The way they looked, these two old men, it looked like they were Jews, not observant Jews, but Jews nonetheless. So he purposely says this on the elevator, and Hashem sent me an insight. Like that moment, you know, sometimes you get it right. So as the elevator is like approaching the ground floor, we're all about to get off. So I said, you know, it's so interesting because this morning on the news, they said that the courts vindicated him. Turns out it was all fraud. He was all set up. And I walked out, the doors opened, and they had no time to answer me anything. there was a time when the courts kept going back and forth on Derry. I mean, there was time, I didn't just make it up. Whether that morning it was vindicated or not didn't matter. The Chil Hashem he tried to make was just like undone. And I walked off the elevator and the conversation was over. But I'm saying that's a rarity. More often than not, I'm also in these situations where I got nothing I can say. There's nothing I can do. I've been in them many times and I don't have a good answer either.
The question is, I didn't say anything because I understood that would make the situation worse. I wanted to get out of Chilas, but in the situation now, I will be very late for a very important meeting.
So I would just distance myself from that. Just walk to another part of the bus. I don't know. Sometimes it pays to walk away and say, who wants to be next to such yelling? You know, you're not taking them head on. You just, you know, you make a little comment that, but you have to be very, very careful because that little comment can sometimes, right, again, augment the situation. But,
you don't have to walk away physically to walk away.
I was once standing on line to get on a bus and someone looked at me and said, and what do you do in the army? I said, what do you mean? I'm in the army right now. So the guy looked at me stunned. I said, well, just because I'm not wearing my madim right now means I'm not in the army? Nothing to say. Game over. Okay. Happens to be I am. I'm in the reserves. They didn't want me to serve, so I'm in the reserves. Okay, whatever. By the time I made Aliyah, they put me in the reserves. But I'm in the army. Legally, I mean, technically, I'm sorry. Whatever. Okay. But that doesn't matter. Right. We were standing to board the bus at the Kotel. So he...
Ditching the army?
What?
Trying to give you a hard time for ditching
right, the army. Right. So we're standing there online for the bus. You know, the number one bus. Today, they're better. But used to be, you could stand there online for a half hour. You know, each bus that comes. If you don't want to push, you're going to be online. So we're standing there on this line, and he decides to throw this line at me. Never met the guy before in my life. But that's why I said, sometimes God sends you the right answer, and that's it. The conversation's over. But more often than not, you stand there like, okay, say that. I didn't say we daven for it. I'm just saying sometimes. What does the pasuk say? La'adam marchei lev u'me'ashem ma'aneh lashon. The pasuk says a person can prepare his heart, but God ultimately gives him the right answer. La'adam marchei lev u'me'ashem ma'aneh lashon. There's also the famous story of King Solomon, Yoav. We said this story. We'll get to it again. Story about the female lioness. The lioness, you know what I'm talking about? Okay, if you want, we'll discuss it later.